SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
If a dog chews shoes, whose shoes does he choose? Sometimes I wish animals could talk so we could ask them questions like this. Hi, I'm Janice Peterson from SBS World News. And this lesson will help you improve your pronunciation so you can feel confident talking to people. Maybe not animals, but today we don't have to worry about our pets. We're going to learn about the sh sound in shoes and the ch sound in choose. Sometimes it can be hard to tell the difference between the two sounds. But don't worry, we're going to work on it together. Let's start by comparing these sounds using some words you hear every day. The sh sound in shoes can be heard in ship, shop, sheep, and shin. When you add the t sound to the start of the sh sound, you get ch in chew, chip, chop, cheap, and chin. These sounds take practice to pronounce because they're so similar, and also because they're both made by lightly putting your teeth together with the sides of your tongue against your back teeth. Pretend to tell someone to be quiet and push air along your tongue towards the sharp edge of your front teeth so that the air leaves your mouth. Shh. Try repeating the words with the sh sound with me. Shoe. Ship. Shop. We're making some good progress. Now to make the ch sound in choose. Push the air along your tongue, but don't release it from your mouth. Ch, choose. Ch, choose. Let's try saying it together with these words. Chew. Chip, chop. You might have noticed that both the sh and ch sounds are unvoiced. This means there'll be no vibrations if you put your hand on your neck when you say them. I think we're ready. Let's try these sounds out in the tongue twister. If a dog chews shoes, whose shoes does he choose? Who's ready to give it a go?
We are students from Catholic Care Victoria.
Okay, learners from Catholic Care Victoria, let me hear you.
If a dog chews shoes, whose shoes does he choose?
Our tongues got twisted on that one. Think about trying it out next time you see a dog. Maybe they understand more than they let us know. You can go to sbs.com.au/learnenglish to find the tongue twister and transcript for this episode. That's it for this lesson.